This is Sunnyside Screw-Up, a Transformers fanfiction written by Sightseer Trespasser on Tumblr and read by Lemon Avocado. Incoming communications. Prowl. Prowl. Prowl, do humans circle each other as a greeting? Is circling a sign of friendship or a threat? Time-sensitive question. Please respond.
What is going on? I need more information. Jazz says, circling is not a sign of friendship, but if you're in alt mode, you're fine. They're just checking you out.
Not in alt mode. Not in alt mode. Oh, Primus, they're getting closer.
Where are you? The connection is weak. Blue Streak, I need more information.
So, I got the short-range shuttle like you asked, and I was bringing it down onto the planet when a quintessent rift opened up, and a big one latched onto the shuttle, so I performed an emergency. They are getting very close now.
Blue Streak, are you under attack?
I don't know! Shuttle landed, angry Quint. I couldn't let them destroy the ship, so I got its attention and drove away. The new Quints they're sending to Earth are much faster than the normal ones, by the way, because I could not get enough distance ahead of it to get a safe shot, but I had to try, you know? So I went back into root mode, and then it was on me, and I thought I was going to die, and there was so much dust, and then these two huge mecha came out of nowhere and ripped the Quint apart like they were fighting over it. And now they're looking at me, and I lost track of where the shuttle is, and the only English words I know are swear words, so please help me!
Wait a moment. Jazz wants to try something.
Wait! Now! Prowl, I think they're sniffing me! Are they sniffing me? Is sniffing a sign of friendship? Can humans smell fear?
Blue, can you hear me?
What? Yes, I can still hear you. Wait, is that Jazz?
Blue Streak, focus. We need to know who's with you. Describe them as best you can.
Oh, that is so weird. Okay, got it. There's two of them. They're both bigger than me. They look like frontliners. One's red and the other's yellow, I think? They're both caked in dirt and
Blue Streak.
I'm fine. One of them got behind me and touched my door wing. They backed off a little after I jumped.
You're not near any cities, right?
Yes, or I guess no. I'm not anywhere near any sort of civilization. It's basically nothing but desert, a slaughtered Quint, and two extremely intimidating mecha.
Good news. Sounds like he ran into the twin Sunstreaker and Sideswipe. They're a couple of hunter-class mecha. They deal with Quints loose in mostly uninhabited areas. Basically bounty hunters who don't work directly for Shockwave. They're part of another mecha program stationed in Europe that dropped them off in a region for a week to kill everything in the vicinity.
Great! Good! Now what do I do? One of them is sniffing me again and the other looks like he wants to grab my face.
They're not sniffing you, dude. They probably are trying to check for damage and figure out what you're supposed to be. Hunter-class don't have external speakers, which is why they haven't said anything out loud. They've probably tried to radio you to talk to you, but obviously that ain't happening.
The yellow one is poking me again, and the red one keeps waving?
To them, you appear as an unfamiliar mecha of unclear purpose, with limited means of communication and looking rattled by both the quintessent attack and their presence. There is a 67% possibility you will be able to convince them you are a test pilot of an experimental mecha. Here's what you need to do. Lean into that nervousness, but try to focus it on the Quint, not them. Try saying grazie or thank you. If you seem grateful and relieved, that should instill a sense that they're protecting you and supposed to be doing that. Technically, they did just save your ass, so you just gotta reinforce that idea.
I'll try. I think it's working? I'm kind of just rambling and pointing, but their posture's changed. Oh wow, they're even bigger when they stand up straight. How in the pit is this working?
Humans are hardwired to take cues from other people. It's not like mind control or anything, but it's really strong stuff. Shit, man, 90% of the reason I stayed so calm while stuck in space was because Prowler stayed calm. Externally, and 82%.
They're walking off now. They're waving for me to follow now? What do I do?
Shit, I was worried about that.
Please do not say that without elaborating.
They either believe you are here to help them hunt, odds at 45%, or they've decided the area is unsafe for you to travel alone, odds 74%. Possibly both. Bad news. Either way, you're probably in the middle of a feral Quint infestation. Good news, you've got a couple of scary-ass bodyguards. Really bad news, those bodyguards think you're a human pilot in a mecha.
Why is that worse than surrounded by feral quintessens?
because if you get hurt or visibly express that you're in significant pain, the twins might try to perform an emergency extraction to save the pilot.
Oh. Oh no. They don't have alt modes, though. I can just get away from them, right? Prowl, please tell me my odds are good.
There is a 70% chance they won't pursue you if you did leave. However, you are far more likely to die to quintessence while trying to locate the shuttle than if you temporarily accept protection from the twins. Besides, Hunter Mecha are built to be endurance predators. You will run out of fuel before they stop chasing you.
So what you're saying is that if I show any weakness, an inescapable giant terrifying killing machine will run me into exhaustion and then rip out my still-spinning spark? Oh no, sorry, there's two! One of them will tear open my chassis while the other one will hold down my thrashing body.
Actually, they might go for the face first.
The face.
If it happens, your best bet is to just keep yelling stop. Behave as if it's a Elite 1, and you will be fine.
Will I?
You will be fine because I will ensure you will be fine. We've been talking to everyone else since the whole time we've been helping you. Ratchet knows Sideswipe and Sunstreaker and says they'll listen to him over their actual bosses. Blur's gonna call Swindle, who's gonna get in touch with the Twins program to get their contact details, and Swerve is working out how to bounce the call from Prowl to you to them. This will take time. Myself and Jazz will stay available for consultation on everything. Your greatest survival asset will be to maintain a positive rapport with these pilots. Assist them where you can, but don't risk sustaining any injury.
Okay, be helpful, be endearing, don't show fear. Act like it's Alita. Act like I'm a human. Fuck.
That's the spirit.